Hello, kids. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm so glad you're listening today as we spend time together with Jesus, learning how much he loves you and me as we listen to another exciting Bible story. Today we're listening to Kindergarten, Year A, Quarter 2, Lesson 8, A New Life in Egypt. Our Bible story comes from the book of Genesis. If you turn to page 54 of your lesson book, you'll see a picture of an Egyptian temple with lots of pillars and some big statues. You might like to look at the other pictures in your book as you listen to our story this week. The traders led the snorting camels through the busy streets of Egypt. Joseph walked behind them with his hands tied together. He was a slave now. He had been sold by his own brothers. The traders stopped. The camels stopped too. Joseph watched everything closely. The people were so different. They spoke words he didn't understand, and they wore clothes he had never seen. Money jingled and heads nodded. Joseph had been sold again, this time as a slave to a man named Potiphar. Joseph was nervous, but he knew God would be with him. Potiphar was a captain in the king's army. He was also very rich. He had a big, fancy home, lots of money, and lots of servants. No one in Potiphar's home believed in the one true God except for Joseph. Every day, Joseph would have to choose to be like them or to stay close to God. Joseph decided to always follow God's ways and worship him. Joseph began to work hard for Potiphar. He chose to do his best, to be honest, and to be kind to others. God was with Joseph. He helped him do a good job at whatever he did. As time went by, Potiphar noticed that Joseph was different. He saw that he was kind, honest, and hardworking. He didn't pray to idols. Instead, Joseph always prayed to God, even though he couldn't see him. Potiphar soon realized that God was helping Joseph. Potiphar knew he could trust a good worker who was being helped by a powerful living God, and so Potiphar put Joseph in charge of the house. Joseph was trusted with everything Potiphar owned. But Potiphar's wife made bad choices, and one day she did something very mean to Joseph.
Ah!
Potiphar's wife screamed loudly. The servants and soldiers came running. What was wrong? With pretend tears, she told them a made-up story. She said that Joseph had tried to hurt her. Kind, hard-working Joseph? Joseph shook his head. He hadn't hurt anyone. But Potiphar's wife kept lying. She had asked Joseph to do something very bad, and he had said no. She didn't like that one bit, so she pretended that Joseph had hurt her so he would get into big trouble. Potiphar heard the story and became very angry. He called for his guards and they put big chains around Joseph's hands and threw him into prison. Joseph looked around the dark, dusty prison. Even here, he knew that God was with him. He chose to show others God's love. When the soldiers were mean, Joseph chose to be kind. When the prisoners complained, Joseph chose to smile and say encouraging, happy words. If someone was hungry, Joseph may have shared his food. If someone had a hurt arm, he may have helped bandage it up. Joseph was like a light shining in that dark prison. It wasn't long before the soldier in charge of the prison noticed Joseph's honesty and helpfulness. God helped him to like Joseph. This was because God was with Joseph. The soldier chose Joseph to take care of all the other prisoners. Joseph trusted God when he was in Potiphar's house and also when he was in prison. Because of Joseph's good choices, the Lord made Joseph successful in everything he did. What a faithful God! Today we learned that God is with me. God loves me so much that He lets me make choices. He wants me to choose to love and follow Him because His ways are best. This week's memory verse is found in Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Let's sing our scripture song together now.
And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Colossians 3, verse 23.
And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Colossians 3, verse 23.
Let's pray. Lord, please help me to make good choices, even when I'm in new places or if I think no one else is watching. I want to choose to always trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.